Good morning. Welcome to the first offshore radio convention, Flashback 67, on Saturday, August 13th, 1977.
As I understand the story of the early days, Erwin Meister and Edwin Bollier had been asked to fit out the old Radio London wreck, MV Galaxy, which had been rotting in Hamburg for a number of years, and during which time its former chief engineer had allegedly stripped out all the brass and lead piping and flogged it. The idea was to prepare the ship for use as a radio station serving northern Germany from the area of Kiel Bay. Things went well until the German authorities made the going rather difficult by enforcing their ratification of the Strasbourg Pact on offshore radio. So, Meister and Bollier trundled back to Zurich with a new dream of owning their own pirate radio ship. Eventually, they settled on the concept of Radio North Sea International. The Amoeba 1 was purchased in Norway and taken to Holland for refitting. Not much was actually done, as they discovered rather too late that the hole in the deck was somewhat smaller than the transmitter. It's true. Also, they had been advised, rather belatedly, that the ship was unsuitable for staying upright on the North Sea whilst clinging to a 150-foot mast. So, without further ado, and very little counting of the cost, they rushed off and bought another ship. This was the Silvretto, which, as you know, became Amoeba 2. Amoeba 2 got to sea, a half-equipped radio ship, in early January 1970. It began transmitting almost immediately on a clapped-out old shortwave transmitter Amoeba had acquired cheap in Switzerland. Built by Brown Bavaria, I think for the Swiss Army, it was at least 20 years old and could only raise 10 kilowatts, which in the world of shortwave isn't a lot. But it was enough to get R&I heard in almost every country in the world. I remember the first time I heard R&I was on an equally old and beaten-up wireless I had purchased from the Salvation Army for 5 shillings. Horst Reiner, and there's a name many of you will be hard-pressed to remember, very professionally announced the station's name, frequency, address and location in great detail. What a pity that alternate passages were obliterated by static.